Good afternoon, I'm Jamila Erickson, here with today's Midday Interview. Today I'll be talking with Kemp Burdett, Cape Fear Riverkeeper and Cape Fear River Watch Director. With us today is also Saul Weiner, who is a filmmaker. There is a free film screening and discussion tonight at 6:30 at UNCW's King Hall Auditorium. This is a film that has been created by Saul Weiner and his friend Tom Clement. It's called Swine Country, The Fight for Clean Air and Water in Duplin County. So first of all, Kemp and Saul, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, I understand that this event tonight is sponsored by Cape Fear River Watch and Pender Watch and Conservancy. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk, first of all, about the film itself before we talk about the discussion tonight. So if you could tell us, Saul, how did this film come about? What was the idea behind it, the inspiration for it?
Mm-hmm. I recently graduated from Guilford College, and we have a new program there called the Cape Fear River Basin Studies Program. It's place-based experiential learning. And so I was what was called a community and justice studies major, sort of community organizing and public policy. And as my interest is mostly in community organizing, I wanted to learn who was doing organizing around environmental justice in the Cape Fear River Basin. So I contacted some groups. I found REACH, which is the Rural Empowerment Association for Community Help in Duplin County, and connected with them, and we started a partnership, and it kind of just went from there. So when the semester started in the fall of 2012, we decided that we wanted to do a more long-term collaboration with a film project. So I roped in my friend Tom Clement, who will be at the screening later tonight, and we just decided to do this film together. He did the shooting and the editing, and I did the interviews, and we've just learned thus far a tremendous amount about environmental justice and hog farming, everything really out in Duplin County, and then how it affects everything in the watershed.
Let's talk a little bit about Duplin County's pork production industry and its effect on the environment and also the citizens, the workers. What are some of the effects?
Well, first of all, Duplin County is really kind of ground zero, even globally, for these factory scale industrial farming operations. So just a huge amount of pigs living in Duplin County, many, many, many more pigs than people.
I saw that's like 60,000 citizens in Duplin County, more than 2.2 million hogs.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. And the Cape Fear River Basin is the same story. You know, there are more factory farms in this watershed than any other place on the planet. And what that causes, because of the amount of waste produced by these animals, it causes just immense impacts on the environment, on water quality, on human health, on the people who live around these facilities. So, you know, it's a very serious issue for the Cape Fear River and of course, for Cape Fear River Watch.
I imagine there's a great deal of concern about bacteria counts and in the air, in the water, and the people that live nearby, not only dealing with the smell, but just bacteria in the air.
Right. We see bacteria counts at thousands of times higher than safe water standards set by the state of North Carolina when we take water samples near some of these facilities.
I noticed something in the publicity. Is there a certain reason that Latinos and African Americans are especially affected?
Yes. I guess given the decline of tobacco production, Eastern North Carolina was targeted as a great place for corporate hog farming, but also turkey and chicken farming. Typically, Latino and African American communities, more recently Latino, but historically African American, were targeted because of a lack of political power in the Black Belt. Of course, the region stretching from Eastern Virginia to Texas, Eastern North Carolina being part of that, and there was a lack of development. It was easier for a large industry like that to move in, to persuade people that it would be good for the economy. So
offering all these jobs to folks that are having trouble finding a job.
Right.
Yeah.
And it hasn't proven really to be a great job producer, but of course it has become an important part of the economy. So yeah, there are really a number of reasons. They've looked at it from the economic standpoint, especially to hammer that home, people saying this is something that really belongs here. And again, with the sort of lack of economic power and political representation for blacks and Latinos in eastern North Carolina, it's a very hard thing to fight and organize against.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I think about, too, though this may not be covered in the film, is the way the hog industry has morphed over time from family farms to now these huge corporate operations, and there is no attention paid to humane farming methods. Does that come up in the film at all, or did you witness any of that when you were out and about making the film?
We did, yes. And the groups we worked with, like REACH, for example, they have programs for teaching the youth in Duplin County about humane hog farming, the way that they've done it for a long time before the corporate hog industry came in. And I think in North Carolina, I've certainly noticed an increase in awareness and interest in humanely raised pork and chicken and turkey. And that's growing. Of course, it's a little more expensive, but I think a lot of people are willing to pay a higher price, recognizing that it's better for people and the environment. And I'm sure Kemp probably has noticed a lot of that, too.
Yeah, I mean, the animal welfare is just one piece of this. It's definitely an important piece. But, you know, this industry is one of those things that has so many kind of negatives. You know, it's got the animal welfare piece. It's got the environmental impact piece. It's got the human health piece from these pathogens and antibacterial resistant bacteria. And, of course, worker conditions in some of these facilities.
Yes, I cannot imagine working in that kind of a setting.
Right, and the processing facilities, too. You know, we also have, because of the number of factory industrial-scale farms we have here, we also have the largest slaughterhouse in the world just upstream on the Cape Fear River.
My goodness. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Kemp Burdett, Cape Fear Riverkeeper and director of Cape Fear River Watch. Also, you've been hearing Saul Weiner, who is one of the filmmakers involved with Swine Country, the fight for clean air and water in Duplin County. The film will be shown tonight, a free screening, at 6:30 at UNCW's King Hall Auditorium. There will also be a discussion afterwards, and we'll talk in just a moment about who will be part of that discussion. Saul, let's talk a little bit more about your filmmaking process, some of the challenges that were posed to you, perhaps some obstacles, any local opposition, just logistical difficulties.
One of the main challenges for us was coming from an academic environment. Academic institutions are sort of notorious historically for exploiting communities, low-income communities, and communities of color with their research. And so it was really important for us to say, we don't want to replicate that. We want this to be a full partnership where everybody benefits. And so it was important for us, and certainly a big challenge, to recognize that in this organization, people of color were in charge, and they were leading, and they were from there, and they know the issue much better than we did coming down. And so it was sort of a struggle for us to recognize that, you know, we don't need to take the lead. It really needs to be us learning and listening a lot. And so that was the biggest challenge. And certainly, I think we both of us grew a lot from that, gaining trust from community members. And one of the main ways that we did that was with Devon Hall, who is the program manager at REACH. He took us to all of the interviews, vouched for us, and helped us gain community members' trust. As for local opposition, we did not notice any, but we also aren't down there as much as REACH is, obviously, since we're up in Greensboro. But we were told, for example, it's not something that you want to go around talking about publicly, that you're doing it, just in case. Lots of people are connected to the hog industry, and so better not to, you know, create a big firestorm around it and just let the film speak for itself, but not to go around talking about it too much and catch a lot of people's attention that way.
Since you conducted the interviews, it must have been quite an experience for you as somebody studying community organizing to be part of this whole process.
It was, and it helped me gain oral history skills, knowing about the ethics of oral history and interviewing, and all of the other stuff, coding and archiving data, and I'll be continuing to do that. I'm going to get a master's in folklore at UNC Chapel Hill, so hopefully continuing to work with folks at REACH and in Eastern North Carolina, interviewing and refining the skills and continuing this partnership.
Now, after the film is shown tonight, Swine Country, the fight for clean air and water in Duplin County, tell us in the minute or so that we have left who will be there tonight with a panel discussion afterwards.
Yeah, we're going to have a great panel kind of looking at several aspects of this issue. Devon Hall, who we just talked about, is going to be there and will be able to give an excellent overview of, you know, impacts on Duplin County. Larry Baldwin, who is with Water Keepers Alliance and coordinates all of the work that the Alliance does on factory farms across the globe. Of course, Tom and Saul will be there, the filmmakers. Gray Jernigan, who's an attorney with Water Keeper Alliance, will be looking at the legal component here and Clean Water Act things. And I'll be chipping in a little bit as well, kind of giving a Cape Fear River perspective.
And you have a moderator from Guilford College also.
Right. Maya Derry, who is an awesome woman who, as I understand, leads the Cape Fear River Basin Studies Program.
That's right.
The film is at 6:30 this evening, UNCW's King Hall Auditorium. The screening is free. The discussion afterwards will be some wonderful experts in the field. The two filmmakers, Kent Burdett, will be there. All of it, again, is free this evening. If you'd like more information, you can check out the Cape Fear River Watch site. It's capefearriverwatch.org to read more about what's going on. Thank you, Kemp. And thank you, Saul. Thank you, first of all, Saul, for making the film and for having the vision of doing this and then carrying through on it. And thanks for bringing it to Wilmington.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Jamila.
All right.
Thank you, Jamila.
This is WHQR.